What's going on? It is your girl, Miss Kat, the founder of the Woke Money Movement. And you are here tapped in with the Woke in Business podcast. And we have another phenomenal guest here today. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. So y'all know how we do this thing, but before I get started, you know, for those that this is y'all first rodeo, speaking of rodeo, look, I almost didn't make it tonight because of the rodeo, the real rodeo here in Houston, Texas. But speaking of rodeo, if it's your first time here at the Woke in Business podcast, you know, we start this thing off with the Woke Money Wine. This is our flavor, A Sip of Success, crafted by Signature Sips here in Houston, Texas. It is fortified, 17% alcohol. It is, yeah, it is gluten-free, vegan, natural. And so tonight is the night that I get to let you taste some, okay?
I've been waiting.
Okay, so as per our custom, while I pour, now guys, for those that are watching in, look, y'all just don't judge me tonight, okay? It's been one of those type of weeks. We ain't judging. So we got a little clear cups because I couldn't find the other cups, okay? But while I pour, I'm going to let her introduce herself and we're going to get this party started.
Awesome. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Micken Zeno of Money with Micken. And I help individuals and families access financial knowledge, products, and resources.
Oh.
I am a part of a team of other financial professionals, and we all have the same mission. We have over 20 years of experience, and we do holistic financial planning with everyday people.
Okay.
We have two goals.
Okay.
First goal is to educate as many people as possible. So I think kind of in alignment with what you're doing here, we have the same mission. We all know financial literacy is not ingrained in our educational system. So our mission is to get out there and just educate as many people as possible. Our second goal is to expand our team. We cannot do this alone. I think you know that. We all know that we need help. There's less than 6% of Black people in the financial industry. So I think the more of us that are in that space, it might make our community more open and trusting to receiving help.
Okay. She came ready, y'all.
I'm ready.
I'm about to say, boo, you done earned your sip of wine.
Yes.
So go ahead and take a sip. Let's take a sip. So what you thinking? Give us some real honest feedback.
It is definitely a potent. How everyone else, I've heard everybody else drink the wine. They say the same thing. I agree, especially here in 17%. But it's really good. It's really good.
Well,
like,
thank
I can
you.
Sip this by itself.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, financial literacy.
Yes.
That's what you advocate for. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm not going to go too hard on you because, see, this is the thing. Like, I do tax prep. Mm-hmm. And when I would do, like, press and stuff like that, mm-hmm. they will always bring me on and, like, oh, we got the tax guru and the tax. And I'll be like, huh? Like, I just do taxes. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I say that to say, like, do you get that all the time when you're like, oh, I'm in the financial literacy space? And then people are like, oh, she about to change your life. Come, you know, and then be like, yeah. So I help financial literacy, but I am not financial literacy. Like, I'm not the know all do all. Do you run into that, like, in your journey with that?
Not often. Honestly, I wish people felt like that, because then that would let me know they're ready and they're open to receiving help. More than often, people like come up guarded, like they come to me guarded and they're like, okay, what you got to offer? What you doing? You know what I mean? So I wish people were that ready and excited about getting financial help, you know, but.
So I'm glad that you say that. See, because mm-hmm. you're right. We do struggle. We have some of the same struggles. So for woke money is not the resource. We don't proclaim to be the resource. Mm-hmm. We bring resources to the community, mm-hmm. right? And so, like, with some of our partners, like, we're partnered with Chase Bank and mm-hmm. other, you know, entities, and we, like, struggle like mm-hmm. to get our people to come out to the events. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we think it's because, you know, they're intimidated by the bank. So we're like, okay, well, we'll do a wind down Wednesday mm-hmm. and make it more casual. And then they come and all they want to do is drink wine. So it's like, okay. So what, like, in your experience, like, what do you think is some of the ways that we can be more creative with financial literacy? Mm-hmm. Or like, what is you and your team doing to be like a little bit different than like come to this workshop? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll just speak on you. I feel like what you're doing is already like creative. You know, mm-hmm. you're already creating those spaces for people. But, you know, my saying that I'm always keeping my head is like, you can bring the horse to the water. Can't make the horse drink. But I think that us continuing to like have whole space for people. I love how you're like thinking outside the box. Let's incorporate wine. Like, let's host these events. You have like a legit sponsorship by a legit bank. I think.
Well, thank you. Look, yeah. Look, this ain't about me, but thank you.
I think just keep going. I think people are going to catch on. And it's going to be like an avalanche.
I can agree to that. I can definitely attest to that.
Yeah. And then some of the things I'm doing personally and my team, we host webinars every week where we just try to invite as many people. I'm exploring like running ads, like how can I reach more people just from my house? So those are just some things that I'm just trying to step out the box because everybody's on social media. So
for sure.
That's kind of like the place where you can reach a broader audience, I think.
Gotcha. So let me ask you this, because I think we all have like our story of like why we're so passionate about this. I think, you know, like I would say, like for me, I do tax prep and I see like my clients. So I have like two type of clients. I have the low income clients that are like, baby, how did you make it this year? Like, seriously. And then I have some clients that like made over six figures and I'm like, oh, well, this is going to be my fee. Oh, well, let me get back with you in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but I just looked at your W-2 and it was like over $100,000. Mm-hmm. Like, and you live in an apartment, like, you know what I'm saying? Yep. So I'm saying that to say, like, we all have, I think for us, you know, in this space, we have the reason why we're doing it. What is your reason why? And what made you even start to hold space for this initiative?
Yeah, I think a lot of things kind of go back to childhood for a lot of us. But mm-hmm. for me, it was just my childhood. It was just me and my mom for a while. And my mom had me really young. She was like 20 when she had me. And so I felt like my childhood was very unstable. We moved around a lot. We stayed with a lot of different family members. So for me, I didn't always feel safe and I didn't always feel stable. So I think as I became an adult, like having stability was important, especially financial stability. That became something really important for me. And I realized like as an adult, okay, I know how to find jobs. I know how to bring in money. But once I have the money, like, where is it going? What do I do with it?
And
a lot of people struggle with that. I'm seeing as I'm like helping these clients, I'm like, okay, I see what you're doing. I'm seeing the patterns. For me, it was like, okay, I want to get myself together because I have dreams. I have goals of where I see myself in the future. So I was introduced to the business. I got licensed and now I'm trying to help other people
get their stuff
together.
I got you. And, you know, that's powerful. You said stability, you know, because like you said, yeah, you can go make a bag, but can you keep it? Mm-hmm. Like, can you keep the bag? Like, mm-hmm. do that bag have a big old hole in it, right?
Exactly.
So one thing that I try to let people know is that financial literacy is not just for the broke. Like, you know, for those, especially if, like, for me, this is my personal journey. Like, I went from poverty to six figures within very quickly. Mm-hmm. So they don't tell you, oh, you're gonna owe the IRS. They don't tell you like, oh, you need to do XYZ, you know, to prepare. And then, like you said, there's how do I position myself to be able to do better, you mm-hmm. know, or mm-hmm. not just go, you know, because as the money come in quick, it leave out quick as well. Exactly. So what like tools, or I'm sure you have a plethora of different things that you offer and so on and so forth. But for those that are new, fresh, you know, starting, they maybe they just want to start somewhere. Yeah. Where would, what would you suggest, or where do you think that one should start?
So in our business, we actually have like a process. We have, we call it our 6 steps to financial freedom. So okay. we kind of start with the basics. The first thing we do a cash flow analysis with every client.
Okay.
That's important for us to be able to see, okay, where are you on your financial journey? Where, what resources can we offer you? And then it's important for the clients to see where they're, what they're spending their money on. Oftentimes we have clients. So let me back up. The cash flow analysis is we're looking at your monthly income, your monthly expenses, any debt you have, as well as the interest rates. That's very important. And any assets you have. And so typically, More than not, clients have at least like $1,000 plus in like extra income. This is after they pay expenses, after they go shopping. Like, we document all of that. And then I'm telling them, like, you have $1,000 left every month. And they're like, well, I don't feel like I do. It's because people aren't tracking their spending.
See, that's, and keep your step one, step two. Mm-hmm. We on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just having a conversation with somebody last week. Because they were like, man, I don't know how to get back on track. You know, mm-hmm. I took a loss. I need to get back on track. And I was telling them the easiest way to do that is to be aware. Because a lot of times we can't get on track because we don't even know. We just spend. We not looking at the P&L. Like, we just have no earthly clue.
Yeah.
So y'all listen to sis right here. She's telling y'all some good stuff. The first thing of being able to get help or to know what the next move is being aware. Okay.
Facts.
Go ahead, love. Go ahead. Yes. Now, step one.
Cash flow analysis.
Okay.
Step two is debt. This country, we have about, I wrote it down, total consumer debt is $17.29 trillion. This was at the end of 2023 when I checked that. It's probably more than that now.
Wow.
And out of that change from 2022 to 2023, credit card debt was like increased by the most. So a lot of people are in debt, which is understandable because interest rates are high, inflation, it's a lot that goes into that. So typically we can't do anything with a client if they're like drowning in debt. So we have debt solutions to help people get out of debt, or we just put them on a plan and say, hey, if you pay this much each month, you'll eliminate your debt by this time.
That's that right there. Like, guys, for those that are listening, those are tuning in, I don't think y'all understand how powerful what this woman is saying, guys. Step one. And even if you want to just do this within yourself, like, even if you say, hey, I'm not going to reach out. I just want to be discreet. But the things and the steps that she's telling you is something that can transform your life right now. Mm-hmm. First is your cash flow analysis. Where's your cash going? Right. Mm-hmm. And then once you determine your cash flow, whatever debt that you have, get some debt solutions. Mm-hmm. Okay. Keep going.
Yes.
Keep taking us through this journey.
Number three, emergency savings, emergency funding. So that's going to help you not go back into debt.
Yeah, gotcha.
We're working on paying down your debt. We also want to work on saving at the same time. You can do both. It's best ideal to do both. So we always recommend at least starting out with 3 months of your monthly expenses saved up in a high yield savings account. Right. So you're getting more interest on this money you have in this account. And that way, when life happens, because life be lifing, you get sick, your car break down, you lose your job, you at least have some kind of fund over here where you're not having to go pull out a credit card.
I love it.
So that's step number three.
I love it.
Step number four is life insurance and long-term care. Now, the life insurance has evolved over time to where it used to just be, okay, I get life insurance, I have coverage, I die, and my family or whoever gets the money. Now there are living benefits on these policies. Okay, you have long-term care, you have terminal illness, you have chronic illness. And these type of riders is what we call them on these policies. They actually allow you to take a portion of your death benefit while you're alive to use it if you qualify. So if you get sick, if the doctor tells you you only have 1 year to live, you can actually then pull out the money in that policy and use it for yourself. Now, that's just that. Let me get to the cash part, the cash value.
Okay.
There's a cash value on some of these permanent policies that as you're paying into this policy, a portion of your premium goes into this cash bucket and it's building up tax-free dollars. So by the time you're 65 or whatever age, you might have hundreds of thousands of tax-free dollars that you can pull from this policy and spend it on whatever you want. So people use it as supplemental retirement income. I always urge parents to get them for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that by the time they're an adult, they might have $1 million in there.
Yep.
Right. And it's your money, it's your policy. You can withdraw or take a loan out on it and you can pay it back. But if you don't, it's okay because
it's your money.
They're just going to deduct it from the death benefit. Yes. And more than likely, you have something left. So huge benefits.
Guys, for those that are in the back, for those that are not sipping on the woke money wine with us, let me just recap real quick. So listen, we're on the Woke in Business podcast. A lot of you guys that are tuned in are entrepreneurs. This, if this don't, you know, like tug on you, something ain't right. Okay. So we're talking about living benefits. A lot of us entrepreneurs, if we don't show up, like stuff don't happen. So what mm-hmm. happens if you get hurt? What happens if XYZ, right? These are things that you have to think about. I know that we don't want to think about it, but we have to think about it. So that's why we have individuals that have things in place that can assist. And then God forbid, when you pass away, you want to leave legacy. You don't want to, exactly. You don't want your kids doing team fish plates and all GoFundMe and all this other stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, like, you know, come on, let's get with it. So that was four. Mm-hmm. We have how many steps?
Six steps.
Okay. Let's keep stepping.
All right. Step number five is retirement planning.
Okay.
So I work, I'm 32 right now. I'll be 33 at the end of the month. And so I work with a lot of people in my age range. And some of us, we aren't really thinking about retirement because it's down the road, but now is the perfect time to start planning for that. The ideal or what usually happens is you'll have somebody work a job for 30, 40, 50 plus years. They might build up maybe a good amount would be $500,000 into a retirement fund. More than likely, it's a traditional retirement fund, which means it's tax deferred. So once they're ready to retire and pull those funds out, it's going to be taxed based on your tax rate at that time. So when you think about your tax rate, wherever you are now, more than likely, your tax rate is going to increase the older you get. So you're going to be taxed at a higher rate in the future. And then that money then has to survive you, I would say, on average, 20 years of your life. That's not a lot of money. $500,000 taxed and then spread out over 20 years is not a lot of money. Social Security is not guaranteed. I know I've heard people say it might be gone or depleted in about 10 years. So that's why you see a lot of like older people working, still working, even though they don't want to work, being greeters at Walmart and things like that, because they weren't aware, they weren't educated, and then they weren't able to plan ahead of time.
Man, and the crazy thing is, it's like, this is not to be a Debbie Downer like interview or anything like that. Mm-hmm. This is reality. This is woke money, guys. This is the woke money movement. This is why this platform was created, to wake you guys up. And at the end of the day, like she said, she's 32. I'm already put my kids in a position to where, you know, when I pass on, they not going to struggle. They not going to be, you know, like I said, they ain't going to want for nothing. Let's just put it that way. So at the end of the day, you know, these are things that, you know, oh, God forbid. But it's reality that one day we're going to pass on. And it's like, if you're not thinking about this now, then unfortunately, you know, when it's your time, mm-hmm. you know, what's going to happen. So you have, regardless of why, how, and when, mm-hmm. you have to think about it. So take us home with the last step.
The last step, and this is what I call like the nice, pretty bow on top, is estate planning.
Ooh.
Estate planning is essential. Now that you have all your assets in place, how are you going to protect those assets? So most people think, oh, I have a will, I'm great. Well, having a will is fine. You do need a will. But just be mindful that anyone who has a will, you're going to have to go through the courts. You're going to have to go through probate. And the judge and the courts, they're going to actually have the final say on how your assets are distributed. It doesn't matter what you put in your will. They have the final say. And sometimes they put the state's interests first over yours. But having a trust in addition to the will offers you that protection. One, it keeps your information private, because just having a will is going to be public record. People can be nosy. They can go look up your information, but you have that trust. It offers that extra layer of protection. It avoids probate. And one of the things about a trust, let me see. I had another thought. I'm losing it. Hold on.
Let me jump in. I know about trust that I think is phenomenal is that I could set it up exactly the way like I want it to be. So, for example, if I put, so everybody knows that I do flat fee tax prepping services, and I can put flat fee in my trust and I can say, hey, this is exactly how I want it to run. I want you to hire XYZ. Because I got a little money set aside, I want you to pay that person that you bring in. This is like yeah, guys,
exactly.
This is game changing. So y'all think y'all doing something because y'all got a little LLC? Kudos, but keep going. Like there's so much more to the business and to the game. Did I hit it right?
No, okay. Yes, exactly.
All right. Cause this is, look, this is the expert, y'all.
So I'll just say I'm not an estate planning attorney. Okay. But we do partner with estate planning attorneys. So if you come through me, I'll refer you to them.
Okay.
But yeah, you hit it right on the head. If you have a kid or a house, you have artwork, jewelry, valuable items. Those are some things to just, if you have those things, just to think about setting up a trust for yourself. And so when you hear estate planning, it's more of a holistic term that says, hey, I have a will, I have a trust, I have an advanced healthcare directive, I have a HIPAA authorization. So there's other elements to it, not just if, you know, a business succession plan or I have my assets, but also if something happens to you where you can't make decisions for yourself, you're not in your right mind, you can, and your trust, you can designate a person who you trust to be able to make those decisions on your behalf.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. So first we do a cash flow analysis, so we know where our money is going. Mm-hmm. Then from there, we tackle our debt, mm-hmm. right? Then from there, keep me going because I've been drinking some wine.
Me too, girl. Emergency funds.
Emergency funds. Yes. Okay, so we do our emergency funds.
Then we get to life insurance.
Then we get care. We get some life insurance, long-term care. Mm-hmm.
Then we get to retirement planning.
Then we retirement plan. And then we set up our assets.
Exactly.
Guys, for those that was tuning in and listening, if you didn't get those, you didn't get those gems that was dropped, you just missed the ball. But lucky for you, This beautiful lady is going to be at the Woke Money Conference.
Yes,
coming up this June. So she will be there. Is there anything that they can look forward to just seeing you there? I mean, of course, they get to, you know, face to face. But do y'all do any kind of free analysis, anything like that for those, you know?
Yeah, actually, all of our services, everything we do is free. So you can meet with us. Every appointment we have is free. The only thing you pay for is what you decide to invest in, right? Which it would be yourself in your future. So
Sounds good. Everything is free. Sounds good. Well, she'll be at the conference, guys. So y'all want to make sure y'all connect. But if they want to get with you beforehand, because I think that there's some people that may need this tonight. Yes. Like, you know, tonight. Maybe not tonight, but at least first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
So if they want to connect with you, how do they do so, love?
So you can go to my landing page, moneywithmickn.com/services. You can go there. You'll see a little bit of information about me and the services I offer. And then you can either contact me through social media. You can book a discovery call directly on that site. And then for those who were interested in actually being a part of my team and actually joining the business yourselves, it's not super complicated to get involved. All you have to do is, one, get a license. So you can start out with just an insurance license for your state. And then from there, when you're ready, you can get a securities license, which allows you to give investment advice.
Okay.
It opens up a world of more products. And then two, we're already a team. We're already training. We have training. We have leadership calls. So you won't be alone when you start out in the business. We're there to kind of guide you through the whole process. So
Awesome. Yeah. So not only can you get your life together, but you can help others get their life together
and get paid and get by doing that
and get
it's
paid.
A win-win.
It's a win. That sounds like a win-win-win mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. Well, look, we appreciate you being on the Woken Business podcast.
Thank I didn't you go for to, having me. Look, we just met. Like, this happened so fast, but I'm so like grateful for the opportunity. Like, anytime I hear, I guess when we introduced ourselves, you told me about what you do. I said, we are in alignment. Yes. Tell me what I need to do. Yes, I signed up for the conference within a week. Now we're here.
She was ready. She was ready. So, guys, I want y'all to make sure that y'all are getting y'all tickets to this conference. You just had just a little sneak peek of the information that you're going to be receiving. So that's all I got to say. So I'm going to let y'all go because you just have to stay connected. So make sure that you get on the website, wokemoney.org, so that way you can get your tickets to the conference. But we're going to take a break and, you know, we'll get on the next guest. But thank you so much for being here this evening. I'm glad that you were here. Thank you for sharing your nuggets, and we'll see you at the conference.
All right. See you there. I'm excited.